Okay, right, here we go. I've never done an intro with all of the bells and whistles before.
What do you mean?
I've never done one where it's like, and send in your stories.
So oh, do you want to? Oh, yeah, go for it. Fuck it, yeah.
Okay.
So, oh, sorry, that's my fault then.
No, I don't like doing it normally, but
sorry,
I might as well.
All right,
seeing as I'm on a roll.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do then. So this is the bonus episode, but I'm going to intro Sam Thompson, who for the first bonus episode ever is going to do an introduction from start to finish. Because normally I take control, but this is your moment.
No screeching.
Good luck, big boy.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson and his best friend, Peter James, Jonathan Joseph James Wicks. Now, Pete will be swearing, and if you don't like that, go f*** yourself. He may or may not be drinking. There is beer there, but he's slightly hungover, so I don't know if he's going to tap into that as of yet. Now, remember, you can watch us as well as listen to us. The full videos are released on YouTube every Friday and Sunday. Obviously, the audio versions come out every single Monday and Thursday. So obviously, you can listen to us every Monday and Thursday, and you can watch us every Friday and Sunday. So I'll do it this time every Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
So
which is which is really cool. So we're sort of in your lives, burrowing into your soul, and not leaving, which I quite like because I feel like we're connected.
Stick to the script.
Before we get started, make sure to hit follow wherever you see us on the socials at Staying Relevant Podcast on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Snappy C. And remember to leave us a review, by the way, on the podcast platform, because that's a really important thing, because I read all of them. And Pete sometimes read them, but I read most of them because I really care about what you guys think. And if we've had a bad review, it ruins my morning. And Zara literally goes, "You've read a bad review, haven't you?" And it's not very nice. And also, obviously, this is the bonus episode. It's about you. So if you have a listener letter that you want us to read out on the show, all you've got to do is email us at sayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. Send in your letter. If it's not shit, we're going to read it out. We had a tampon orientated. We had a tampon orientated. We didn't eat a tampon. We had a tampon special. We had a tampon bonus special. Basically, we had a story about a tampon last week and it was really funny. If you want to send in your stuff, send them in to us because we really like it. This is the Staying Relevant bonus episode. Let's go. Oh, very nerve-wracking. Oh, sweating. Sweating.
Wonderful. It was a little bit weird when you started talking about urination or orientated or what you were trying to say.
I couldn't get it out. Orientated, is that the one I was looking for? Orientated. Orientated, yeah.
You just missed the T out.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think you did a really good job. Honestly, mate, I think you should do it from now on.
And I think it's important to state as well, if you can see in our background, we're in a new studio at the moment where it's sort of like our holdover studio till the other one.
It's our Airbnb.
It's our Airbnb, and we like to decorate it, make it homely, make it feel like Staying Relevant. So as you can see, if you're watching this, and if you're not and listening, I'll point it out to you. We've got a couple of little photo frames. We've got Pete's failed calendar shoot on the left there.
I literally don't have much on my CV that is good. This was from the UK's best-selling calendar year, which that sold Justin Bieber. Not the failed years. This was from the one good one.
Oh, okay.
Don't sell me short.
This is pre-failure.
I don't have much else.
And then we've got my fabulous magazine article. And in the middle, on an easel, we have artwork sent by one of our lovely listeners. It's a Pete Wicks.
I'm just going to point out, that makes it sound better. This was artwork sold.
Sold, actually.
By Debbie.
It's a canvas photo of Pete Wicks' face. So if you do have any artwork of either of us, then please do send it in, because we like to litter it in our studio. It's really, really fun. A little bit of memorabilia for all of you. Pete's winning at the moment, because I think he's a slightly...
Oh, that's why Sam's asked for it. So, but actually, talking of people sending things in and memorabilia, we actually do have something that has been sent in.
Another?
I can see a large tube that Chaz is holding, which I'm going to go and receive. I imagine this is for me to receive.
Oh, lovely. Yes. Another Pete Wicks.
Great. No, because I imagine if I'm receiving it, it's for you.
Shut up. Oh, the nerves. Oh, my God, the nerves. Please be good. Please be good.
We have a tube, and I can see within the tube, and this, I already feel, I don't know what this is, but I imagine this is to do with Sam. And I can already see that this is by far better than anything we have up on the wall currently, because this is handmade.
Shut up. No way.
I can see glitter.
Well, get it out.
Before I get this out, because I've just seen a corner of this, And this is possibly one of the best things I've ever seen. I haven't even seen the rest of it. Okay.
Well, open it. Why am I the only one who doesn't know what's going on? He's got his mouth open.
Okay.
Why are you shutting it? No, I'm going to
reveal it to you now in okay. one full thing rather than doing it that way. Hold on.
He's turning round. This has now become a really big deal. This better be good.
So we asked for people to send in some stuff. This has been made by three young ladies who go, they are of age 9, 7 and 5.
Yes, we know we're in the demographic.
They have, I'm just going to show you.
Go on. Yes! Oh my God, that's the nicest thing in the world. Why do... Oh, my teeth are a bit ropey.
So this is done by, because they've signed it for us, Layla, age 9, Olivia, age 7, and Harper, age 5. Now, as you are all aware, would you like to have a look, Sam?
That is the nicest thing that everyone's ever done.
As you are all aware, I can be quite critical of our listeners. I'm struggling not to do it this time, based on the fact that I think they've got Sam spot on. However,
Pete's hair. Pete looks like a really scary guy that stands outside the school gates.
I feel like Layla, Olivia and Harper may have seen me in their nightmares based on this. It's, Mummy, can we do the nice blonde man and the monster? Because...
the monster.
But they have got my skin colour right because they've used a lovely shade of tangerine. But my favourite part is Sam's teeth in this because I don't know if they did this from a photo of Sam on his first Made in Chelsea series pre-teeth cosmetic bonding because you have teeth like a bag of chips.
You look like Mr. Garrison from South Park.
I don't know who that is, but I can't imagine it's great.
But he has a puppet on his hand.
But do you know what?
Garrison.
In all seriousness, I actually think they're very good reflections on us because I genuinely do look that bad, as does Sam. So actually, it's not you, it's the subject matter.
Oh my God, that is...
But this is one of the nicest things we've got, and this is actually, we're going to move...
I think we got to move probably the easel.
I was just about to say, I believe we can... These
things hang up there. Because that's both of us as well.
Can we actually try and do that now?
That's jokes, man. I'm so grateful.
So we have just stopped recording the podcast to hang our wonderful new picture up from Layla, Olivia and Harper. And genuinely, thank you very much. It's our new favourite part of the studio. And when we move studio, it's also going to come with us.
Yeah, that's going to be up for the rest of our time doing this podcast.
Also, young ladies, you have also potentially just started something we are thinking of continuing. So from now, we want you to send us any pictures that you make of us, anything like this to add to what we're going to call the gallery.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to display your artwork. Think of us like a modern day Blue Peter.
Oh, also, the worse you can make Pete look, the better.
To be perfectly honest with you, I don't think these girls have tried to make me look bad. I think that is just me. But yeah, thank you. We love it. We want to see more of them. Send them in.
Oh, that's so cool. What a great start to a show.
Good start. I also think I've got an update for you that you're going to really enjoy because it has been requested many times by listeners. And I know every week you ask me and it everything had gone quiet on the home front.
I know exactly what this is and it's so good.
But they're back.
Who's back, Pete?
It's the return of the kids.
Yes!
I am under threat.
Oh, so good.
So, I was walking to a little shop that is close to where my house is. It's not very far at all. A little co-op because I had run out of a few little essentials that I needed at home. Wine. And it was about 7 o'clock in the evening. And it's quite quiet where I live, but where the shop is, it's kind of like a little kind of area where there's like a sunbed shop and some other little bits and bobs. And it's kind of where it's where the kids hang. I walked into their lair because I had to pass them to get to the co-op for my wine. And I was harassed. They screamed.
No, they did not. Are you joking?
About 8 of them.
No, be serious now. Be serious. What actually happened?
genuinely, about eight of them started.
Shut up. No, wait, no. I need a play-by-play. Right. So, because you know the beautiful thing about this is Pete walks in today and goes, mate, I've got an update on those kids. And I was like, say it on the pod. So realistically, you're walking down the street, you go into the shop, what happens?
Walking down the street and I see there's a group of kids. It's a bit darker. And I thought, oh, fuck me.
Because do you recognise any of them?
No, I've got no idea. But they're just being loud and being quite boisterous. And one of them's hanging on a tree. And like, do you know what I mean? Like, they're doing all their, like, just like kids do. Do you know what I mean? Like,
one was on the jungle gym.
Do you know, like, no, they were like shaking a tree because they're bored. Like, I don't know what they were doing, but they were just being, like, you know, when it's, you can hear them from a fucking while off. Yeah. So anyway, I've had to walk past to get to the co-op.
Were you nervous?
No, because I didn't really fucking, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's one of them. But I just didn't want them to say anything because I didn't want the rage to boil. Because as we all aware, I have problems when it comes to my anger. And I just thought, this is not going to be a comfortable situation. But just walk. They're not going to say anything. My hood was up. I had a hat on because it was in the evening. It was quite cold. So I just thought, they're not even going to fucking know. It's the guy from up the road.
The old man from up the road.
I walk past and as I go into co-op, I hear some guy, Pete Wicks. Didn't say anything. And you know, you get the automatic doors when you go into co-op, so the co-op's open. Just as they're shutting behind me, I heard, wanker! And I thought, oh, for fuck's sake. At this point, I thought, well, now they know. So I'm going to have to walk back past, aren't I, when I come out of there with my two bottles of wine.
Did you stay in there for a little bit longer, hoping they'd left?
No, I literally walked through, and then I thought, this looks even worse now, because now I've got kids shouting. Like, if they say anything, I'm just walking out like an old drunk with two bottles of wine. Anyway, I walk back out, and then I can hear just random, like, woo, 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 like that sort of noises. And I thought, oh, fuck me. Didn't say anything as I'm walking towards them. I get past them, and I had just heard a barrage of wanker. I should have kept walking.
No, he turned round. He's gone to war with the kids.
I should have kept walking.
What did you do?
I didn't. I turned round. Oh, it's really embarrassing.
What did you do?
I turned round and went, what? No one said anything. So I then, thinking I was the big man, went, thought so.
That's How old are they?
Pat 14.
No!
So I then gave a little death stare. No one said anything. So I turned back round.
I know your parents.
Turned round, started to walk back off, and thought, yeah, I showed them. I then hear, and then they'll run away. And I thought, for fuck's sake. I'm still being harassed by children in my area. It's making it feels like an unsafe place.
Oh, this is brilliant. I hope they egg you again.
There's been no more egging at the house. It's now just...
heckling.
Yeah. I'm now being heckled.
Old man Wicks getting heckled.
But it's one of them things. Like, I don't remember when I was a kid. Like, listen, I was a bit of a shit, but not just random, like, shouting at people. Like,
no, but they remember you from last time when you came out in a singlet and a baseball bat and a beer.
I didn't have a baseball bat, Sam. Like, fucking hell.
They remember you came out last time and they now know your house. I can't wait till you get a poo through the letterbox. That's the next thing. You're going to get a turd through
the
letterbox.
What on earth would you be giving people ideas?
Yeah.
Don't do that. But yeah.
Oh my God,
but
please.
I just thought, because listen, what do you do in that situation?
But you don't turn around and be like, what? Thought so. And carry on.
Yeah, but I thought, that's not true. I didn't swear or anything. I just thought, listen, let's dance.
No,
kids. They waited until I walked past. I thought, I can't just continue to walk around my area like the Pied Piper whilst everyone behind me just shouts names at me. I can't just walk around my area like that. So I thought, if I just say something and be like, what? Yeah, thought so.
Walk Pete's off, getting bullied.
They'll understand. And they don't care. They don't respect me.
They don't care.
They don't care. They don't respect me. I don't know what to do.
This is so good.
Because
do you need me to turn up?
No, because you'll join in with them. Yeah. Like, because the thing is, I'm a lose-lose. This, I can't do anything about it. I just have to allow children to heckle me because there's nothing I can do.
Do you know the parents? Maybe make a stern call to the parents.
No, I don't know the parents. But if you are one of the parents, then take a long, hard look at yourself and the way you're bringing your kids up, because it is not okay to bully old, lonely men.
who just want to get home and enjoy their wine. All right? It's
oh, that's rich.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Bottles. Have you ever seen Harry Brown?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm like the old man that they are going to put shit through my litter
box. That's what I was thinking. That's what I came up with the
and
idea.
And then eventually I'm going
to
go, thought so, and then they're going to kick the fuck out of me and kill me in an underpass.
Yeah, that is what happened. No, so basically what happens is, that's where I got the idea. They put a sack full of turd through his letterbox and light it.
Don't do that.
You're like Harry Brown.
Listen, kids, I'm sorry.
But then he gets a gun and starts fighting back, so we don't want that. But like, yeah.
No, he doesn't. He fights back because his friend gets killed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm the friend that gets killed. And you are certainly not the person that's going to have my back and look for revenge, are you? You'll be too busy being fucking Dosh Man to worry about where I've gone and looking for a fucking replacement for this on
soccer.
If
you need a superhero, I'm going to be honest with you, mate, I can turn up.
Well, maybe that's what we can do. Maybe the only way for them to leave me alone is
give them some Dosh.
Think, yeah, like,
Dosh. Why do you pay him off? Why don't you be like, guys, just leave me alone? Here's
Listen, because I was brought up differently to you. We can't answer everyone's problems with money, Sam.
Oh, no, you answer it with fighting back to 14-year-olds. No,
I'm not fighting, but there's nothing. There's literally nothing I can do. I'm in a lose-lose situation.
It's like Step Brothers, where they're going to make you eat shit.
They're not old enough for me to actually go say anything bad. I'm very wary of the fact that anything I do... But, yeah, so, listen, that's the update for you. I'm still being bullied.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, look, kids, if you're listening...
No,
right?
We're not thanking them or celebrate...
If you're listening, one, thanks for listening. Two, leave a review. But three, keep doing it because it's giving us great content. It's amazing. We love it.
Why does no one care about my safety?
Safety.
Anyway, so I thought you'd enjoy that little update for you. These guys are saying that we should get the kids to the tour, but I have increased the age to over 16s only. Purposely, so that I'm safe in the venue, just in case my intruders and attackers come to find me anywhere across the country.
Oh, so good.
Really. Anyway, this is actually a very good one as well. And something that I think that you're going to... This is a perfect opportunity to let Sam fly.
Oh, I love flying. Soar.
We have a listener letter and a request from a gentleman called Sean. Hello, Staying Relevant team. My girlfriend and I have been religiously listening to the podcast since it began. We even saved up a bunch of episodes for our road trip last January, where I ended up proposing. Little bit more, guys. Someone's proposed. So let me just try that again. We even saved up a bunch of episodes for our road trip last January, where I ended up proposing.
Yeah!
Yeah! For the longest time, it has felt as though there is 3.5 of us in this relationship. Farah sees Sam more as a brother. Do you know Farah?
Oh, I think I know what's happening here. You're in a threesome and I'm just the creepy guy sort of on the sidelines, I think is what they're saying there.
Either way, I like it.
Yeah. I've actually been told that before by many a girl, actually. You're more like a brother to me.
Yeah. Anyways, with all the wedding planning, the reason I'm emailing is to see if Pete and Sam can write some vows for me to say on the day. I think it would be really special and will make Farah's day because I know she'd much prefer to be marrying Pete anyway. Don't worry, I'll listen to the podcast before Farah gets a chance to ensure that this remains a secret. So, how do you fancy writing some vows?
Done. Deal. In.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it now.
Because I mean...
Dear Farah.
I don't think that's how vows work. You don't read a letter to your partner.
That's exactly
vows.
What you do. It's a letter to him.
No, it's not. It's not. You don't go, dear whoever you're marrying. Your vows are... It's like a mission statement. It's what you promise to do for them.
Mission statement.
That's how
I see it. So this is the mission. We need to get to checkpoint C.
Listen, is that not a good description? Is that not a good description?
No, it's this. This is a vow. This is a vow. Dear Farah.
No, it's not,
I knew from the moment that I laid eyes on you that you were the one.
Yeah, you tell them about them, but you don't have to. It's not a letter.
You tell them about themselves.
But you also, it's what you promised to do for them. And
all right, go on then.
Well, I mean, obviously, evidently, I've never got married and the chances of me ever getting married are quite slim because I'm a knob. But you must have thought about this at some point because you're obviously in a relationship a bit closer to it. And I do feel like you are probably the more lovey-dovey one out of the two of us. So, Sam, I think you should... What would you like to hear in vows to you?
My angel, pie, fairy cake, unicorn princess and everything in between. I knew from the second I saw you that you were going to be the one. Your eyes are as deep... brown as... No, Zara's got green eyes, actually. Your eyes are as deep...
Good start.
...green as a meadow with a blade of grass that's just fluttering in the... Oh, Your eyes are as green as a sunlit meadow on a spring's fallen day. As a dewy spring season. I know. You know what I mean, though. No. That's what I'll end it with.
No.
You know what I mean, Zara.
Okay, yeah, nice. So you would go along the route then of doing some sort of setting a romantic kind of scene, using some really beautiful words to describe your partner's beauty. It's confusing the way you've done it. But
I don't know what the fuck I'd say to Zara,
but
actually.
What about what you would promise to be as a husband? Because I think that's a good thing.
Oh, I promise to have and to hold.
No,
to love and to long.
Yeah, but they're...
I promise to hug and to hold and to love and to cherish you forever and ever. Amen.
It's not prayer.
Oh, God. I got time.
Okay. So we, as you can see, it probably needs a little bit of work. And we are going to do this for you. So actually, we're going to think of saying,
my goose nugget.
But you remember, this isn't for Zara.
Okay, yeah.
This is for Farah.
Well, let's ask him what their pet names are then.
It's for Vara.
Let's ask what their pet names are then.
But all right, so what advice would you have then? Because, you know, we'll maybe come up with a couple of little lines for you. In fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do a little video.
Yeah.
And we'll get it sent to you another day, because Sam needs some work on what we're going to say. And as always, I'm probably going to refer to the notebook.
In the dance of life.
There we go. Good start.
I couldn't have thought of any partner to do the waltz with than you. So let's dance the dance of life away. In the sea, in the ocean that is love, you are a dolphin. Because dolphins are smart.
They're also the only other mammal that has sex for fun.
Yeah, see?
Other than humans. So yeah, dolphins also love sexing some bears. So we potentially could do one better than being part of the vows or writing something for you. We could come to the wedding.
We could be there.
And Sean, I'm not joking.
I would go. I would come to your wedding. I'll walk your wife down the aisle for you.
See?
With the dad. Me and the dad giving her away.
Farah sees Sam as a brother, so he could potentially be part of that.
And Pete will be the flower girl.
I don't even know what to say anymore, but we could potentially come. And Sean, you may think this is one of them things that people say and they don't do.
You get in touch with us, big
guy. If there is an opportunity for us to potentially come to the wedding, I give you a guarantee on Sam's behalf that...
we'll be there.
That Sam will be there.
No, we will be there.
We're
going to tux up. We're going to tux up and we're going to get fucked up. And we're gonna dance the night away on that D floor.
Listen,
we'll sing.
I will do a round of
we're gonna sing.
Too far.
You are so beautiful.
Do you know what? I imagine if we were gonna sing, it would be drunk and it would be a classic wedding song. Like,
can't you see? Build me up, buttercup. Can't you see? You are so beautiful to me. Thank you. So we'll be there. And we won't be square. Pete, if you want to do it, if you want to go down this road, mate, I'll meet you there.
Listen, I thought it would be really nice if we actually, we went to the wedding. And Sean, this is genuinely a thing. We will come to the wedding.
We have to be on a good table. Don't put us on a back shit table. We want to be front and centre with you guys. We don't want to be with like Auntie Margaret at the fucking back.
Okay, I'm also just going to point out that this is your day and the happiest day of your life. Let's not worry about what table Sam wants to sit on.
No, but we want to be on top table.
Because, okay, this is what I mean. Sam is looking at top table. I'm happy with a seat anywhere. But we will actually do it. We will come to your wedding.
We will.
Fuck the vows, we will come to your wedding. I am also going to caveat this with, for everyone else, we're not coming to all of your weddings or birthday parties or anything. This is a one-time thing. This is not now inundate us with invites.
Well, it also depends where the wedding is. I'm not going to the fucking Isle of Wight. Do you know what I mean? We're keeping it local.
Okay, so if you could change the venue somewhere near where Sam is, he'll potentially pop along if he's on top table.
No, just make it in the country. We're not flying out. Well, if it's somewhere real cool, we will. If you're going to Mauritius, we'll be there.
When, okay, if it's a UK-based wedding, I'll come.
Yeah.
All right? That's where we're at. Within 100 miles.
Yeah. Yeah, within 100. Oh, that's a good one. Because we will walk 100 miles to come to your wedding with Pete.
I don't know what's happened today, and I feel like we need to leave because I am starting to go a bit.
Get in touch, though, mate.
But, Sean, listen, let us know. We're going to email you and speak to you, I believe. Chaz is going to be on that, and she will potentially, if we can make it happen, we'll make it happen. But again, I just want to reiterate for everyone listening, we are not going to be turning up to everyone's things.
Unless it goes really well, and then we'll be the wedding guys.
I mean, to be fair, weddings, I do enjoy. They're a really good place to meet
prospective partners, because everyone's miserable if they're alone. If people are single at weddings, they sit there and go, oh, for fuck's sake.
And I'm sure Farah wouldn't prefer to be marrying me because you seem like a lovely guy. But we'll find out on the day. So thank you for listening to Staying Relevant, the extra long bonus episode, because you requested it, despite the fact that the home team doesn't...
How do you feel about that now?
How do you like them apples? What? Just what I thought. So make sure you listen to us every Monday and Thursday. Make sure you watch us every Friday and Sunday. Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube and SnappyC at Staying Relevant Podcast. Rate, review, do all of that sort of stuff. Follow, blah, 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 blah. You get the fucking picture by now. If you don't,
we love you.
Ta-da.
Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.